What it is, one time is, yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man. Coming at you one more can. With this wild cliff notes for the Bible for a real nigga. Thank you for tuning in once again, you know. Oh, yeah. Chapter 38. Yeah. Chapter 38, We about to get into, like, Joseph's story, kind of heavy set, like. But before we get into it, chapter 38 is kind of like a side note. Just kind of highlighting one of the brothers, which is Judah. It's kind of like a little side story for Judah, but we going to get into it. First, we're going to start off with what we always start off with before we get to why. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me and my listeners to be here today, Lord. Persevering through whatever obstacles we had to go through to get to this point, I thank you for allowing us to get here. I pray that you allow me to be vivid and visual with the stories that are in your book, Lord. May it pierce somebody spiritually to encourage them to want to go read the book. Just give me your strength today, Lord. Endurance. I just want to keep following through, Lord. On the days where I'm full of energy and the days where I may not have all that big ball of energy, Lord, I still want to be able to follow through. Because I know each time I do this, you're working on me. And I thank you for it, Lord. Continue to work on me. Work on the people. Listen. Let it all be for your glory. Exceeds me more blessing, your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. I signed a tad bit crunk, huh? Because I really do, like, enjoy bringing the Bible to y'all. Especially when I can get stories like these. Because, you know, stories like, you know, 37. 38, even though it's a little side story, like, you know, we kind of get into just some of the imperfections of what, you know, was considered, you know, God's chosen people, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing how any righteous man, you know what I'm saying, has their struggles, it did. But it's not the struggles that you have, it's how you handle them, you know what I'm saying? And just being righteous don't mean that you always handle things well, you know what I'm saying? But the grace, I also want to show that too, the grace, man. Like, though they may not do everything well, you know what I'm saying? It's clear-cut and shown that God has his grace upon them, you know what I'm saying? But he do let allow bad things to happen around him. And I think, well, let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. Chapter 38. I say this is about Judah, right? Judah is the fourth son between Leah and Israel. You got Reuben, you got Simeon, you got Levi, you got Judah, all right? And but the Bible doesn't really get too age-specific, but it was a time and frame where he just kind of wanted to be away from the family, you know what I'm saying? Wanted to be away from his brothers, that scenery. And he kind of, like, started kicking it with this, I'm saying it's a Dolomite or something like that. But he kind of made a homeboy in Canaan, you know what I'm saying? And he kicked it with his homeboy for a good little while. And kicking it with his homeboy, came across a Canaanite woman, okay? Now, for one, this is kind of like a tad bit of the hypocrisy. Because, you know, he was all for, I believe he was all for Simeon and Levi doing what they did to that city because of the prince that fucked their sister. You know what I'm saying? So, like, me knowing that is like, about to get into some shit, man, because basically it's just gonna show how Judah was a hoe. He was faithful. Okay, he met a Canaanite woman. And the reason why I say this shit right here is skewed because I know Israel, right? Israel has taught them. He don't want them fucking with no Canaanite women. He does not want his sons fucking with no Canaanite women. That probably part of the reason why he went to go chill with old buddy because he got tired of Pop saying that shit and he don't see what's wrong with him. So I do think this is part of like him kind of like rebelling against the word that Pop be giving him and just want to try to do his own thing. You know what I'm saying? So him and his friend, you know, kicking it with his friend, and, you know, come across this fine ass female, you know what I'm saying, that he want to fuck with, you dig? And for all the names and stuff, you're going to have to go to the Bible, you dig? But, so he did that. He went to holler at him, like, hey, sweet, how you doing, you know? Fuck with it and everything, and they started kicking it hard, like, really, really hard. You know, he started fucking, you know what I'm saying? And he had a child with him, you did? First child was named Er. It's like E-R, something like that. And I think he was feeling her. It was a Canaanite woman, though, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, but I think he was feeling her, like super hard, because he had another child with him. They called that child Oni, something like that. Then they turn around and have a third child. You dig? So in this process, it don't say nothing about him any infidelities or infidelities. It's a P word too, but I ain't finna feel. I'm tired tonight, cuz. But anyway, you know. But he had a third child with him. Okay. And apparently they stayed together for a good little while. Had to, because these child get grown, all right? And when they get grown, you feel me? Pop's looking for a wife for his oldest son. His oldest son named Er. All right? Now, the reason why I say this is kind of like him learning process of, as far as like what Pops was trying to tell him with Canaanite women and things of this nature, like he had to learn for himself. Like with this particular family, like they live to be grown, okay? But I don't know what these niggas have been getting into when they got grown, but God does not like this shit, okay? And this is his family. This is under his tutelage. Under his, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like he took time to be away from the family to kind of make his own move. And it looked like he kind of like got serious, had kids, raised the kids, you feel me? Because when Er got grown, he wanted to look for a wife for him. All right? So he found one. Found a young lady named Tamar. All right? And he gave her to Er to wife. But like I say, Er was on that dumb shit to where God didn't like it. When God see that he wasn't quite exceedingly wicked, it's like maybe Sodom and Gomorrah, but God said he was wicked. And he wasn't pleased with him, you know. I really think he getting taught some shit under Pop's tutoring, and he ain't listening. But Pop, you know what I'm saying, just still let him do his own thing and just try to love him and shit. But shit ain't working out, because before he can even have kids with him, you know what I'm saying, he dies, okay? Yeah. Er dies before he can have kids with his wife. That's why. Yeah, something going on with that. But here's where it gets a little weird to me, okay? Pops want the second son, own it, to marry her. And kind of like be an earth feeling, basically. You know what I'm saying? He want him to marry the wife that was meant for him and have kids with her in dedication of his older brother. Okay. Like the whole plot. I mean, like, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, that's a tough one. You know, just depending on, I guess, the relationship me and my brother had with I don't know. That's a weird one. You know, his wife. And then he taking on the wife, you know, wife and the responsibility too. Like, he ain't really getting no say-so in it. It's like a hand-me-down wife, you know? It's crazy. But Onan was like, man, he was on like, fuck that shit. He want me to play her, basically. This thing, man, she ain't even my type, dog. Tamar ain't my motherfucking type. I mean, but I ain't finna, like, really, like, holler at her, because, nigga, she old, bro. She older than me, man. She grew up with my brother age, right, dog? She don't know shit about me like that. So, I mean, like, man. Hey, I hit that pussy, though. I hit, though. And he did. So he went into her and he fucked. But when it came time to bust the nut, he pulled out. You know what I'm saying? So I guess pull out game was something back then. I guess people did have, Onan had a pull out game. They say he pulled this shit out and he put that shit on the ground. Yeah, all on the floor. He ain't put it in her. You feel me? So he was like, shit, I ain't trying to have no child for my brother. Fuck out of here with that shit. I'm owning. I'm my own, man. Nigga, what the fuck? But they had to be in some dumb shit because he, along with his brother, was on the wicked list with God, you know? And when God took him out. And when I say God took him out, you know, there is like, you know, dying at a good old age, dying peacefully, dying among your brethren, you know, something simple, sweet, like, but when he say they got slew, you know, you slew their ass, like, yeah, it wasn't pretty, you know what I'm saying? Neither one of their deaths, I think, were pretty, and that's really, really crazy, right, to have, like, two sons, like, die, like, back to back, you know, and she still ain't got no child with nobody, and you know, She there off the strength of Judah's word, basically, because it said Judah one that set this up. So, you know, got Tamar for his son and wife, and he like 0-for-2 with his sons, and she ain't got no child yet, and shit kind of weird, you know. Don't even get the chance to really, I don't even think she really got a chance to even know none of these motherfuckers for real before she could really just decide on having, you know, it's crazy, but nevertheless, he has a third son. The third son is called like Shua or something like that. Start with an S. And he was like, look, man, I know shit ain't been going right. I promise, you know what I'm saying? I had a son and, you know, you're going to have kids and we're going to have like a happy family. And that shit went like down here, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay if, you know, I got you, okay? If you would just be a widow and just chill out my house until my younger son get old enough, I'm going to make sure I get him to marry you. Unless he just die like your brother did. I'm just playing. He ain't going to die. I hope he ain't going to die. He good. He ain't going to. Yeah, he good. He actually paid attention to what I said. Them other two niggas were hard headed. But, yeah, he actually listened. So, yeah, we gonna go with that. You know what I'm saying? So, just chill at my house till he get old enough. And I'm going to give you to him. So, that's what she did. She like, okay. I mean, he young, but I could teach him how to how to love me. You know, I think I could teach him. You know, when he get old enough, I could definitely teach him how to, you know, yeah, take care of me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But fucked around pops. You know, when he got older, you know, he never give her to him. You feel me? And she was seeing that he done got grown and ain't nothing popped off. So, you know. You know, just coming into a situation, man, like this where, you know, just look at the woman's side. Like, for real, like, two men have died. Get promised to the third. He grown. Ain't nothing popping off. You ain't getting no younger. But this nigga, he moving, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to play the role of a, you know what I'm saying, a widow. Basically kind of stay in your little bubble. You can't go outside of that. If you go outside of what provisions they already have planned for you and you start fucking with dudes outside of that, you're considered a whore. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And it's such a heavy double standard going on. And it kind of show how in the church of God, you know, just church period. I'm church of God in Christ I grew up in. But just in church period, between men and women, there's a heavy double standard. And it kind of show when you read this, like, it's kind of been like that for years. Not making it right, but making it obvious, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. You got to spit the truth. And you got to be able to recognize what's what, because that's what sets you free. You feel me? And even back then, it was a heavy double standard, because if a woman, you know, in Tamar's position, she's a widow, she steps outside and fucks with a dude, she's a whore. And the consequences for being a whore are, like, crazy. Like, cause we finna get into it, because Tamar notices that ain't shit popping. So, like women can do, she can devise something real, real slick, like, to get some get back on some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what she does. She kind of just comes up with a plot to kind of, like, give her some cause, because she ain't got no cause. Everybody got cause for her, and she waiting for somebody to give her a cause. But now, she want to put some cause in her hand. So, like the wife that Judah had at some point in time in this process, she passes away. And to get comfort for, he hanging with his friend from Adullamite, you know what I'm saying? The Adullamite cat, you feel me? And he probably, you know, he met her off of, you know, kicking it with him, like, you know, they probably going to look for some hoes and shit. So, you know, she passed away. So he like, man, you know what we got to go do. So they acting like they going to shift sheep in this city, right? And Tamar get, you know, she hear about it. And she like, man, them niggas ain't going nothing to do that. They going to find some pussy, you feel me? So Tamar devises this plan. Now, for a second, I want to just kind of like speak just because of what the plan is. Like, back then, I really do think there was a certain dress code, because nowadays, it's up. Everything just kind of look the same. Not in the sense of the same, but it's like, you can't tell. Like, back then, you could tell a hoe by the way that she's dressed, because she, you know, she put on that certain persona of being a hoe. You could tell a widow by the way that she dressed. You could tell a married woman by the way that she dressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, women made it obvious what role that they were playing. You know what I'm saying? So, or at least, you know, that's how they laid it out, because Tamar pull some slick shit, but it's a nice slick move, I think. In the position she in, I can't be mad at the move she make on this. Okay. So she find out he about to go to the city, so she switches her clothes and try to catch him before he get to the city. You did? Just somewhere along the way before he get to that city. You did? So, but when she do, she get out of the widow clothes And she dressed like a harlot, you know, and dressed like she a whole prostitute out there and shit. So she knew. She knew Judah. Yeah, being locked down with a person that long, you know, women will find out your tendencies and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So she knew what he was gonna be trying to get into, and sure enough, when he seen her on the side, I guess he was juiced up too, or drugged up, you know, ain't no telling. But he didn't recognize who she was, but he wanted to fuck. Sorry for being so straightforward, but that come into her type shit. I'm telling you, all that really is saying that they were, he trying to fuck. He was like, he was like, hey man, why don't you come with me, baby? Sweetie, why don't you come with me, man? Yeah. Let me get in that pussy. It'll be a night you'll never forget. You know what I'm saying? And she playing a little high roll laughing, you know, hey, you know, this pussy ain't free now. Now, what are you gonna give me if I give you this pussy? Cause this ain't your average pussy right here. You gonna have to give me something for this. You like, shit. You like goat? Yeah, I like goat. I give you a fresh ass kid goat. You know what I'm saying? Freshest of the fresh. No blemishes, you know what I'm saying? All for you, baby. You let me get in that pussy. I got you. Okay. But you ain't got the goat on you right now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got the kid on you right now. So you got to go back and go get it. So what can I get as like some collateral, like for the moment, or what I know that you're going to come back and actually bring this kid back to me? Like, shit, that ain't not what you want. You know what I'm saying? She was like, that ring look nice. I like them two bracelets right there. You know, and that staff, yeah. Yeah, I think you might want these back. You know what I'm saying? He was like, shit. Fuck it. For that pussy, hell yeah. Go and get this shit. You know what I'm saying? So he gave it to her and went. And he fucked. You know what I'm saying? And he got a half pregnant. You feel me? Didn't even know who she was. So, you know, that's just like, to me, I feel like that was just like a straight up fuck type situation. He ain't really trying to see her face. He ain't trying to love it, woo shit. He just trying to find out where that pussy hole is, and he trying to bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. I holla at you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he basically did. And that's what she was basically on, too. So she did that, switched out of the harlot shit and went back to her widow clothes and went back to the crib before they got back to the crib, you did? So when he got back to the crib, he was hollering at his homeboy, and he told his homeboy to take that kid back up there to the spot where he had seen old girl at, so he can go and get his shit back and she can go and get this kid. So he went up there and he ain't see nobody up there. You feel me? Kind of tripped him out, so he asked around a little bit. And he would ask people, you know, hey, where them hoes that be at up here? You know what I'm saying? I seen this hole, it was a hole up here. And I'm trying to give her a payment for, you know what I'm saying, her holy duties. You know what I'm saying? They're like, psh, boy, you on the wrong block right now, bro. Don't no hoes be out this way. You know some hoes, for real? Because, shit, I got a little change. You don't know no hoes out here, though. You sure? Bro, I just said I got some change, man. I'm trying to get my dick sucked. But there don't be no hoes out here like that, dog. Damn. All right, appreciate it. So he go back, you know what I'm saying, and tell Judah, like, bro, she went out there, man. Bro, she went out there? Well, one of some other hoes or something that you could have been like, hey, I could find, that's the thing, bro. I had asked some folk up there. And they was like, bro, hoes don't even hang out on their block. Dude said he wanted to get his dick sucked and he trying to see where the hoes at. You know what I'm saying? And Drew was like, word? Like, for real, bro? Like, damn. That hoe played me till 11. Took my motherfucking shit, cuz. Fuck it. Yeah. Let her have that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I just gave her the basic shit. I ain't give her my good shit, you know what I'm saying? I just gave her the basic shit, you know what I'm saying? That staff wasn't no one of a kind staff, because I was finna go fuck some hoes, so I wasn't wearing shit that I really wanted to keep on me, so just let her keep it, and that way we can keep that shit on the low, man. She might try to come out and expose nigga on some shit, man, so we don't know nothing about that shit, because ain't like, cool, man, we don't know nothing about that shit, bet. So, you know. Three months passed by, and Tamar started having a little bump, you know what I'm saying, showing you did. So, you know, questions getting asked and shit like that to her. And she probably being real, because she knows she got some collateral for a nigga ass if they come at her sideways about this shit. And she would probably straight up with their ass, because the way that is explained in the Bible, folk came up to Judah like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, Tamar been out there being a hoe. She pregnant, dog. She pregnant from out there being a hoe, spraying her legs and shit. Couldn't wait. She couldn't wait for your younger son. She went out there and fucked somebody. And got pregnant by him, dog. You ain't seen, you ain't been looking at her lately. But she got a bump, boy, on everything. And she talking reckless, too. Saying like she don't get no fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was out there, I'ma have my fun. I see his youngest son grown now. Cause I don't know his name, so that's what I'm gonna say. His youngest son grown now, so you know what I'm saying? And I've been here like 5 years since he been grown, and ain't nobody came to me and told me anything. I'm a woman, I need my needs. And I was glad about it, and it was good too, man. Go tell him that. Go tell Judah. See what the fuck he say. Ain't nobody gonna do shit to me. I already know it. That's how she talking, bro. So, I mean, yeah, you need to handle that shit, bro. Oh, man, she was out there being a hoe. Well, you know what we do to hoe, cuz. Any woman that hang around us and you a hoe, your ass getting burnt up. We setting your ass on fire. This is the punishment for a woman who is brought to a situation and your first son dies off the wickedness of his own self. Your second son dies off the wickedness of his own self. The third son just refuses to even fuck with her, apparently. And she's sitting there, have to be a widow until you give her word on what's next. And she opened up her legs for having the same wants that you going out there and fucking getting yourself. That's why you get fucked up in this situation. Because the same thing that you tell her she need to get set on fire for, it's the same thing that you. Come on, cuz. That ain't right. Just because you lost your wife don't mean you can go fuck hoes now and just think that shit all good, cuz. But it come back to him, cuz, you know. So he bring her to him, you know. And she was like, bet. Before anybody, you know what I'm saying, start getting the gasoline down and shit like that, I want y'all to look at one thing for me. Look at these rings. Look at these bracelets. And look at this staff. And this is who I'm pregnant by. You dig? So if this is who I'm pregnant by, still want to set me on fire like that, though, handle your business then, righteous man. Righteous man of God. Go ahead. I bet you know what I'm saying, because his title was still on him no matter where he went, because he still God child. So come on, righteous man of God. You got me in here trying to act like you don't do no infidelities. Go ahead, you know, let him know who shit this is right here. Go on, let him know. And Judah was like, he probably, seeing that shit, he probably had to light up one on that shit, because he know he went ham in that pussy. Because he might not remember, because like I said, she was covered up like Harleys do. Harleys, they ain't trying to be like you recognize them in public shit like that. I really think it was just on some like, okay, you paying for this shit. I'm going to lift up this shit right here. You going to do what you do, and then we're going to be on about our business. So they really don't know who they fucking. but they know the process of what it took for him to get to the pussy. So he remember he gave that shit up to get the pussy because he wanted the pussy that bad. And he remember the time that he had in there hardly too. So when he saw it, you know, he probably lit up like, shit. Hey, man, just being on some real shit, man. You know, just God just laid something on my heart, man. Just for real, man. Just hear me out, man. Just hear me out now, okay? Just hear me out. Nah, we ain't gonna burn up, man. Because just being on some real, man, because this is God, you know what I'm saying? Like, she really been more righteous than I have, man. I mean, I got to give props what props do, because, like, she had been here, like, 5-6 years, man, and ain't had, you know, my youngest son, I ain't even brought her to him yet, you know what I'm saying? And that's played, that's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? So, just on some real shit, I'm going to let her ride, man, and, you know, she just can't stay here, you feel me? But she can go on about her business, man, and ain't nobody going to touch her, dog. Just take that shit with you. Take that shit with you. Yeah, all that shit. Take that shit with you. You know what I'm saying? And may the Lord bless you. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, right? Talking about this much infidelity with supposed to be a righteous man. Damn, that's crazy. Or is it? You know, because nowadays it's like, yeah, it's in the open now. It's way more in the open than it ever has been. So, yeah, I don't know if it's much a surprise, but got to deal with the shit and put it in the front to ask for forgiveness for it before you can move forward. So, I'm just, you know, in the accountability, everybody got to be accountable for themselves. So, it's just like I really look at this as what, you know, what not to do. You know what I'm saying? How not to make moves. Keep guiding my plan, and I think things like that won't happen to me in my life. You feel me? And, you know, got my share of things to happen, but right now I just really feel like it's an awakening and opening on really utilizing the relationship I had. Because, you know, knowing that God loves you, knowing that God cares, you can kind of get spoiled in it and not really utilize the relationship. Kind of do your own thing for so long till it get tiresome, you know what I'm saying? And then you go to God for a moment till you get that strength and restored to get back that energy back to be about yourself again, you know what I'm saying? But I really want to put some dedication into him. So I really look at this as like, you know, these may be my ancestors, and I don't need to make the same mistakes they make. Spiritually, they are, because, you know, spiritually, we are one. You feel me? So, just stuff not to do, man, you know, because look at it. You out there trying to do your thing, and you ready to burn somebody up, but look, you the one that did it to them. You know what I'm saying? That's some iron for your ass, ain't it? You did. But the chapter ends with her having twins, actually, you know, when she gets 6 months later, when she get in labor, they find out it's twins, and it's a little crazy situation with these twins, man. Like, it's so much stuff that's why I want to get the basics and want to get people mind open to it, because it's so many lanes that could be, like, on why stuff happened. Because this is different with twins, you feel me? It was kind of with, now he come from a tradition of twins with his dad being a twin, and his dad is holding on to his brother's ankle as they're coming out, you know what I'm saying? Now in this particular case with the twins, the first twin, which was named Zora. And it's kind of a fit, you know. I kind of looked up these two names because it's weird the way they happened. His hand came out first, and they put a thread in it to let him know that this is the firstborn that came out. You know, it's like a little, I guess a little red thread or something that they saying that they putting in it to let them know the firstborn came out. But then something happened to where he ain't the one that came out. The other one is the one that, like, it ain't no holding on to nobody's leg. He, like, straight, like, pulled him, I guess, down and came up out that fur. You know what I'm saying? And his name was, like, Breakthrough First. I forgot the name of it, but it was, like, to break through. You know what I'm saying? And it was weird that even though he broke through enough to get the scarlet in his hand to say that this is going to be the firstborn, the other one came through first. And there's got to be, like, some... out. It's something weird about that as far as like the intelligence of kids, because kids have they're very intelligent. It's just that they have to wrap their mind around how we operate more so, you feel me? If that makes sense, because they're very smart and they retain very quick. And survival skills is like, it's different, you know what I'm saying? It's just not translated to ours just yet, but, you know, I don't know, it's because it's weird that he put his hand out, but what type of wrestling must these motherfuckers be doing if he actually pulled him down to where he can come out first? That is crazy. Boy, I bet you she had no more kids after that, boy, because I bet you all the wrestling that they were doing, she wasn't trying to have no more motherfucking kids in life. But that is how chapter 38 ends. It ain't that shell. Yeah. Crazy, right? Yeah. Good little side story, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should check it out, man. See what God put on your heart when you read it, you feel me? Hold on. Do it like that, there. Till the next time we meet. Chicky, 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 cha-cha.